Well, my guest this evening on Into the Night is someone who I haven't seen for 100 years, and I have to say that you've changed and you look better than I've seen you for a long time. Glenn Frey, ex of the Eagles. I was trying to figure out when we actually last saw each other, and it was when I was working for a different radio station. It was a different life for me, and I came on the American leg of the Hotel California tour, and I was a young green disc jockey. And I just remember the private jets, the limos, the outriders, and I think you called them the third encore parties. I mean, it was for me coming out on an American tour with, you know, such a huge band. I mean, it was like Fantasy World and Disney Girls. I'd never seen anything like it. I mean, it was for you. Does it seem like it was a different person doing that stuff?
Well, I think in a lot of ways I probably was a different person. You know, I was much younger, less seasoned, and I think I appreciate it more here in retrospect than I did when it was actually happening, because we were still consumed with the climb up Mount Moolah and then getting our camp made and trying to stay there. And it's, you know, it's perilous. There's thin air up in that that part of the mountain, you know. So we were up there towards the pinnacle, and it's, you know, I think we kind of raced through some of those things. But yes, I remember all of that and look back on it with fond memories. It was a nice time.
Well, before we talk about your new CD, which I want to concentrate on in this interview, just let's go back on that. I mean, just tell us some of the stuff that went on those kind of what you called the third encore parties, just so that our listener can get an idea of the madness of mayhem.
Basically, what the third encore was a well-organized mixer for after our shows every night, and we perfected it to the point where we'd get our tour managers to take the presidential suite with bedrooms on each end, and then we'd have a big reception room in the middle. We'd clear all the furniture out, we'd set up our own sound system, we'd fill the bathtubs full of beer, and we would pass out these little buttons, third encore, to you know, a bunch of people that we met, and then we'd have this party every night and play soul music and drink beer and unwind for 3 or 4 hours. And these things became legendary. As it was like this traveling soul party after every Eagles concert, and it was really great. We invited all the radio people and local people in town, and as many, you know, pretty girls as we could, and we rocked.
Yes, I remember. I think I'm still trying to recover.